Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at June 5, 2024. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a Ukrainian media personality and propagandist, Diana Ponchenko, at Ponchenko_X. She's best known for betraying her own country by peddling anti-Zelensky and anti-Ukraine propaganda and disinformation for the Kremlin. Ponchenko was born in 1988 in the Mykolaiv Oblast in Ukrainian SSR in 1988. She studied publishing and editing at the Igor Sikorsky Kyiv Polytechnic Institute and later graduated from Taras Shevchenko National University of Kyiv with a degree in law. After graduating, Diana worked briefly for the news site. Between 2010 and 2015, Ponchenko was a presenter for Kyiv TV, but she found her true calling as a pro-Kremlin propagandist after she was hired by a national news channel called News One. News One was part of the Novini Media Group, that was unofficially owned by politician Viktor Medvedchuk through his associate Taras Kozak. Medvedchuk is a close ally to Putin, and his main mission in Ukraine was to prepare the country to become a puppet state of Russia. After this, Ponchenko gradually started promoting apologia for the Russian annexation of Crimea and broadcasting pro-Kremlin narratives about the Russian-directed separatist movement in eastern Ukraine, suggesting that it was escalated by the Ukrainian state. News One was terminated in 2021 due to anti-Ukrainian activities by Zelensky and the National Security and Defense Council of Ukraine. This didn't stop Medvedchuk and Kozak, as they quickly launched another news channel, First Independent, hiring Ponchenko as a presenter. First Independent didn't last long, though, as it was shut down only after 1 hour of airtime. After this, Ponchenko became a fervent opponent of Zelensky, blaming the government for censorship and defending Medvedchuk. After Russia launched their full-scale invasion, Ponchenko quickly launched a YouTube channel on which she reported from the Russian-occupied territories. She produced a powerful pro-Kremlin propaganda piece from Kyiv to Donbas, in which she framed the Ukrainian government as the main culprit for the war. Apparently Ponchenko lived in Moscow for a while, but is now living in Dubai, where she's still producing propaganda and spreading disinformation on behalf of the Kremlin. Before committing treason, Ponchenko wiped her previous Telegram activity, including messages comparing Putin to Hitler and referring to Russian soldiers as fascists. Today, these messages could land her in a Russian prison for years, as it did in case of Russian poets Artyom Komarin and Yegor Shtovba. But once the Kremlin finds a high-quality propagandist, they won't let go off them easily. They even gave her an interview with the Belarusian dictator Lukashenko, who naturally blamed Ukraine for the war, further claiming that Putin doesn't have imperial aspirations. Ponchenko regularly quotes her own popularity on YouTube, claiming that her 1.6 million followers are an acknowledgement of her being right. According to Diana, her channel is the most popular in Ukraine and among Russian-speaking audiences worldwide. Diana joined X/Twitter in May 2024, and she immediately started her tirades against Zelensky and the 2022 peace negotiations that were, according to her, sabotaged by Boris Johnson. They were not, and Russia has broken pretty much every treaty with Ukraine in the past. And Diana really wants to ride on the Zelensky hate train. She boasts about being sanctioned by the Ukrainian president, presenting herself as a victim of his regime. She's also claimed that Zelensky is a drug addict who's also an incompetent and corrupt war profiteer. She even conducted a poll in which she asked the cause of death for propagandist Gonzalo Lira, whom she referred to as journalist. But due to the poll not getting the results she wanted, she quickly deleted it. The probable reason why the Kremlin considers Ponchenko a powerful propagandist is her Ukrainian nationality. She's constantly claiming to be defending the Ukrainian people who, according to her, have fallen under a hostile Kyiv leadership and its Western allies. Like her fellow propagandist Tucker Carlson, Diana often talks about peace, but neatly forgets to talk about any of the peace terms. Maybe you could answer a few questions, at Ponchenko_X? 1. Putin has stated that Donetsk, Kherson, Luhansk and Zaporizhia oblasts are now part of Russia. Should Ukraine give up these territories for peace? 2. If Russia gets their way, what consequences will the Ukrainian people who remain face? As a reference, you can read this thread. Ponchenko is also authoring a book that will also hit the US market. This may just be the reason why she decided to jump over to X/Twitter and start posting in English, of course remembering to tag big accounts like Tucker Carlson and Tim Dillon in her posts. In 2023, the SBU launched an investigation into Ponchenko due to her trip to Russian-occupied Donetsk, calling her officially a pro-Kremlin propagandist. She was also sanctioned by presidential decree. To conclude, Russia uses online propagandists with only one goal in mind, to undermine any support from the West to Ukraine. Ponchenko is part of that well-oiled machinery, and her being Ukrainian probably provides her some extra credibility in the eyes of her audience. I would also suggest you read my previous Vatnik soup on Viktor Medvedchuk. This soup was prepared in collaboration with sous-chef at Slavowa 2022 NFO. Find us also on other socials.